everybody. Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking Day, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan Friend.
Wake up!
Oh, hi.
Back with another episode of the Shadowless Podcast. And we got some stuff to talk about today.
We're going to get there.
We got this really neat Pokemon Center collaboration going on.
That is neat.
We have... We got to talk about Eternatus. We're going to talk about some Lost Origin stuff. Pokemon Stadium. Who would have thought Pokemon Stadium making a return? It is happening. But we're going to talk about it here in just a little while. But like we like to start off every single podcast, this one just being a little bit different than usual. If you heard last week's episode, let's just be, you know, transparent with everybody here. You know, last week we recorded an episode, and we're recording this episode the same week we recorded last
week's episode. It's true. So. It's the two-for-one special. This is so exciting.
It's just a scheduling thing. It's not something we usually do. We usually record on Monday, then upload on Wednesday. We're actually recording this on Thursday, September 15th.
Almost a week before it's going to air.
Yeah. Right. So
anything can happen.
Is our news going to be new?
No.
It could be.
New news?
It could be new news.
We're in the
news. Hey, can I ask everybody, how was your...
2 days.
Three days.
I forgot. Dude, I didn't even have a weekend.
What have you
done? You didn't have a weekend,
Monday?
So what have you done in the past three days?
Oh my gosh, I haven't done anything. Danny? What?
How was your past couple days?
It was great! Thank you for asking! Literally, I don't even know what I did. Oh, gosh. I did a stream.
And what'd you stream?
Splatoon 3.
Oh, how is that? I haven't played it.
It's pretty fun. I had never played it before. I got a code from Nintendo, so I was playing it for the first time ever. It's actually pretty fun. And also, there's so many jokes about stuff being called, like, Splatville. And, like, so many splatty jokes that I find hilarious. So, I'm here for the splat content for sure.
Okay.
It's fun. It's like a paint game with like paint, you know, weapons.
Like, so, it, like, is it comparable to Mario Paint?
No.
No, it's kind of like Call of Duty. What's Mario Paint?
Wait, what?
What's Mario Paint?
I thought Danny was a gamer.
Wow.
Mario Paint.
Wow. Okay.
On the Super Nintendo? Stop it.
Why are you trying to make us feel old?
Stop it. Is it this
Mario
only
Paint's
come out on the Super Nintendo? Yeah, but they didn't ever remake it. Oh, wait. No, it's on the
so
DS.
So why is that to be remade? Wait, you never played the original?
Because I never had... Actually, you know what? I had a Super Nintendo, but I, like, kept it in the box because I got it from a garage sale when I was, like, in middle school or high school. I never played Mario Paint. I did not know that it was a game until right now.
You got, you literally got... So you didn't use the controller. You got a mouse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. It looks
and
like
you got,
Microsoft
like,
Paint.
Yeah, and you got, like, a little mouse pad, except for the mouse pad was plastic and not...
Yeah.
Not, like, an actual, like, rubbery mouse pad. Yeah.
Dude.
You could create music
amazing.
On there. That was one of my favorite things, is creating music on
Mario Paint. On the Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
What? Oh, wow. I'm shocked. I am shocked that you did not know what Mario Paint was.
This is crazy. It looks like they might have... I can't tell if this is fan-made or not, but they might have remade it on the DS or somebody made a fan art of, like, a DS cover.
I don't know if it was remade on the DS or not.
Yeah. I think it looks like most of the content on Google is, like, the original Mario Paint from Super Nintendo. That's so wild! Yeah, no, wow. I'm going to have to get it now. I'm going to have to get me my Super Nintendo.
Wow, I'm still kind of I'm taken back by it. I don't know what to say.
I can't
even
remember what we were originally talking about. Oh, Splatoon. It's just like Mario Paint for sure.
You know what I got?
Good.
What? During these last couple days, here's a video game throwback. I got one that's sealed. I got a Nintendo 64 film camera.
Oh.
So it's just like a regular film camera, but it says Nintendo 64 on it.
Hold on. What do you mean?
And what made you pick that up?
It was a part of a lot. I was getting stuff from my friend, just like a bunch of stuff he was selling.
Oh, this is so fun. Wait, is it the blue one or the yellow one or the red one?
I'm pretty sure it's the yellow one.
That's amazing.
It's sealed. I just got it in. I haven't even taken it out of like the bubble wrap it was in.
It looks
time for an
like
unboxing?
That...
I mean,
dude, you should do an unboxing.
Yep.
Unboxing. There's a pack, and I'm not sure if this is from the same thing, but it looks like it came with, it was like this one that I'm looking at, came with a pack of binoculars that was also branded with Nintendo 64.
Whoa.
And this one says this, like it's a Super Mario 64 promotional item, but I don't know if that's true.
I also got the Pikachu Nintendo 64.
Oh, yeah, that's sealed? A good one.
No, in the box.
My goal is to get it in box. It's very pricey in box, but mm-hmm. If I get a sealed one, I'm not going to open it. And I also kind of want one to display. So I finally bit the bullet and got, a regular out of the box.
Now, one. I bought one back in late 2020. Mm-hmm. I bought one with the box, everything, like literally everything was still with it, box intact. The only thing it's missing is the like little bonus item, which I believe was like a little watch.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
There's like a little watch or something that kind of came with it. It's missing that. But other than that, a box, perfect condition.
Nice.
I mean, I think at the time I felt like I spent too much on it, but now looking back and seeing what the price is now,
You paid in a heartbeat.
Good, you got it. Yeah, when you did.
Yeah, and I even tried to get him to kind of ease up a little bit on the price, but it was firm. It was like nope.
Yeah.
Even though there was a best offer, it was like nope. I'm sticking with this price. I'm like, why do you have best offer?
Yeah. people have been pretty firm, like especially on the Pikachu Nintendo 64. Like anytime I've ever tried to like find a deal on it, no one's ever caved off their price. It's like, nope, this is the price. And I'm mm-hmm. like, all right, well, I respect it. There you go.
Yeah, much respect. Yeah. Much respect.
But a high demand item.
That's a neat little thing that you got there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't think I really did anything the past 3 days. I went to my local Pokemon League.
Whoa.
Did some trading.
Whoa.
I'll have a trading video on the channel here soon.
The classic.
Classic. Love it. I think that's really all I've done. Film some more videos.
Yeah, I'm
cleaned
like
up,
literally
cleaned up the house.
Trying to think. I'm trying, because during the week we don't like, yeah, oh my gosh. I literally
during the week we work.
I promise.
I made tacos. I mean,
oh, okay.
It's pretty good.
Okay, what all did you have inside these tacos?
I had shredded beef. Actually, you know what? I think it's actually a burrito. It's kind of a similar set of ingredients, so.
Whoa.
Shredded beef with a bunch of little seasonings on it. We're talking lettuce. We're talking, I put tomatoes in there. Like, I cooked it with the beef, so it's kind of like a little tomato situation in there. And then some beans. And then some Valentina hot sauce. Mm, some cheese. Okay.
All right, no sour cream?
No sour cream.
What?
No sour cream.
How
I can't remember
you...
a single time when I've purchased sour cream.
Sour cream is really? Essential.
It's one of those.
Oh, I love sour cream.
The only thing that's wrong with sour cream is that it's named sour cream.
Yeah, it's like it's a weird one. Like the flavor of it's just kind of a little aggressive for
flavor's
me. Flavor's
great.
Like on the list of dairy items, it's like cutting it the closest, like even above cottage cheese to being just like rancid, you know?
Oh, I love cottage cheese.
I love cottage. Oh, you know
I love cottage cheese. Hey, you don't got to tell me. I know you love cottage cheese.
I'm team sour cream over cottage cheese. I love sour cream.
What?
I can eat sour cream by itself. It's so good.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm like mildly traumatized.
Give me a spoonful of
that
sour
up,
cream.
Dude, my dad would always have a thing of sour cream in the fridge that he would dip like Doritos in. And so anytime I've seen a thing of sour cream,
it's always
got
been
like
crusty.
Dorito dust and just like the grossest stuff. And I'm like, ew, why would you do that?
See,
like,
I'm glad. Because I've had friends who did that, like especially like, you know, when you grow up and you move out and all that stuff, like you get a place of your own. All my friends would live so grody. Like, it's just like they like literally everything, like they never pour themselves a glass of milk, they drink it out the carton. They never pour some salsa out, they dip out of the salsa jar. Like it's always been like, and so everything always has like the crud of something else on it.
Yeah.
Right? For me, I'm always like, oh, I would like some of this, so I put it in this from this, and I put this away and it's nice and clean, and I have this here. My fridge is like, you know, like it's immaculate. It's like everything has a place. Everything's clean in my fridge. You know, everything's nice and clean and put away nicely, and nothing's
messy. How long
messy.
Do you leave leftovers organized. In the fridge? Time period for that?
No longer than a day and a half to 2 days. I think you leave leftovers
really
too long. They are not good for you.
Do you give something to smell test?
Oh, absolutely. The smell test is essential. You eyeball it and you smell it. And then if you're even riskier than that and you're not sure, you take a little taste of it. And then you just double
bite
check.
Around the mold.
Yeah, you bite around the mold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Dude, I caught a thing of jam one time. It was like this jam from like a farmer's market, so it was like organic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I forgot I had the jam in there. Oh, baby. I was like, I thought about it one day because I was like, oh, I can go for some toast. And I was like, oh, that jam is probably just so gross. And I like pull it out of there and it's got like a pile of mold on it. Just like a nice, village of mold. And I was like, that is vile.
I feel like everybody has that like one or two items in their fridge that just kind of gets lost in the very back. And then you discover it
again.
Way, way later.
Like, oh,
or
yeah,
you just always
this.
See it, and it's become like, oh, that's, you know, that's just kind of like, that's part of the fridge now. You know, you feel bad getting rid of it.
For me, that really becomes the problem with, like, sauces or dressings getting lost, like, on the hat. Because I have those on, like, the doors on the side, right? And so, like, there's a bunch of stuff in front of stuff, behind things, in front of things. So I'm like, I have teriyaki sauce. Like I get like surprised at what sauces I have when I look through them. But as far as like food and like drinks or what's in front of me, like for the most part, I know everything that's there and everything is like visible at all times to know, oh, I can make a salad. I have lettuce. Oh, I have a tortilla. You know, like this is what I have in here. It's just the sauce.
I remember.
Like, oh, wow. This barbecue sauce is 10 years old.
I remember one time.
It's still good.
Still
you
good.
Know that the palm juice, like the pomegranate juice, the brand Palm.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had like a quarter of a container left, and it was like one of the like regular, just like, you know, portable size, not like a big gallon or anything. Yeah,
the little ones.
Yeah, like that size. And so there's about a quarter of it left, and it was in the back of my fridge for. And this is before I was even dating Marie, and
they were making that juice back then.
Yeah,
I feel like sipping on juice.
Yeah, so it was in the back of my fridge for it had to be a long time. I think we're probably talking at least a year,
oh,
in the back of my fridge.
Gosh, are you?
And I remember
kidding?
I pulled it out one time and it had fermented, and
that's kombucha.
It smelled. It smelled exactly like alcohol. It was bad. I just dumped it immediately.
That's so wild.
Sounds delicious.
Man, who left this palm juice back here?
Yeah.
When's the last time y'all have had roommates, by the way?
I've never had a roommate.
Really?
Never had a roommate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I refuse to live with people.
Wait, what?
I refuse to live with people.
Oh, you refuse to live with others. Got it. Copy.
Yeah.
Copy.
I can't.
I've never had a roommate, so I
can't share
my
space like that.
Holy cow. Yeah, so for that, so I live in a one bed now, but the last, I don't know, like 8 years, I've like consistently had roommates, like at least minimum like one, but like up to one time I had like 14 roommates when I lived in Chicago. Ooh. But like... sharing a fridge with humans that like you like that are just like random humans, like your roommate, your friends, is a whole other
friends.
Monster because nobody like really friends. Friends
what are
your
those?
Roommate? But like it's a whole other monster because people just don't care that everybody just like there's always something rotting in the fridge that somebody forgot about.
It's another reason why I don't want a roommate.
Never live with humans.
Yeah.
You have your own space in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always set boundaries. You got to divide it up. Like, you got this side, I got this side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have to label your leftovers so they don't get taken.
Yep.
I remember staying with you in L.A., and you're like, all right, if you bring anything into the fridge, this is my level right here. So make sure it stays on this level.
So nobody else eats it on accident.
You
never
had your
know.
Own certain level.
Yes, he's got to divide. You got to set those boundaries. You never know.
No,
then you know
much respect
goes bad too.
Much respect. God. Hey, we'll move along here. I know we kind of get sidetracked talking.
This happens
every
time.
It happens
every
time.
This was a good one though.
We're three friends that like Pokemon. We sit down, we talk, and we enjoy each other's company.
Every time Danny has to sing this song. Every time.
What did you all bring to drink? What'd y'all bring to drink?
Well, since you're asking, I have a fan favorite this week. maybe a fan favorite of mine because I had it last week too.
Mm-hmm.
Health Aid Kombucha Pink Lady Apple. Bam, 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 bam. That's right, Danny. So, thank you. I actually ordered three different kinds on my little Instacart thing.
Right.
But they were out of the other, I ordered three. They were out of two of them, so they just substituted all three of them for the same one, which was Pink Lady. So I'll have this next week, too, probably.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've never had my groceries delivered, so I don't know how that works.
Are you serious?
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, Nate and I subscribe to the theory of going to the grocery store.
Oh, my God. Well, you've never, you've been, dogging me this whole time for, doing the groceries online, and you've never tried it?
I've tried it before.
No, I don't. Here's the thing. I like grocery shopping.
Yeah, there's something different about going there and choosing your fruits out and choosing your vegetables.
You go at 10 p.m., 11 p.m. at night and just grocery shop. No one else is there. Mm-hmm. They're stocking the shelf, so you know.
Oh, that's the reason why, because there's nobody there. The grocery stores are always busy here. It's a mess.
Yeah. So what I was going to ask is when you get them delivered, is there an option for substitution, or do they just automatically grab something?
No, they can. So they have your number or whatever. So one, you can toggle on, just substitute it for a similar thing, which is what I do, because I'm not always at my phone. Oh yeah, can you actually get this brand instead? But they'll let you know. They're like, hey, should I get this one? And then if you don't respond, they'll normally just get it. But yeah, you can just have them substitute it for a similar thing.
Oh, okay.
And
I was curious.
Yeah, no, you can. They'll just swap it, and then sometimes they make a really weird intuition decision where it was I think I mentioned this last week, maybe before the podcast started, but I was they decided to substitute, and I canceled that one. I told them not to do it, but they wanted to substitute almond milk, which I had on my thing. I was give me a thing of almond milk. They wanted to substitute it for coffee creamer. And I was that's not an equal substitution. Why would you think that I would want that? I guess if I was using it specifically for my coffee, it's just a weird choice. So you're okay, what's going through your brain? Where you're okay, I should swap that for that. So you could end up getting some items you don't want.
Sounds dangerous.
But I like it. It's so convenient. I also just don't like going to the grocery store.
Hey, understandable. Understandable. Jordan, what do you got over there?
I have some little sips of cold coffee left.
Kombucha. Ooh. Wait, we didn't hear the booch today, bro. I thought we were getting booched.
Oh, okay. Here you go.
We're getting booched today, bro.
There you go.
And then
all right,
I got mystery shake liquid.
Liquid in a shaker?
Liquid in a shaker. Mystery liquid.
Shake and bake.
Nice.
All right. That's, you're rocking two.
I'm rocking two
liquids today.
Two liquids. Well, a coffee has a sip left, so am I really?
Well, once again, are we standing by the one for hydration? You got triple liquids, one for hydration, one for leisure, and one for caffeine. Triple threat.
I remember when I was doing all this and I got made fun of, and now it's a commonplace thing. I don't even do it anymore.
I only brought one.
Danny always gets a free pass about it.
I literally always keep three liquids on me. You never know. You know what I mean? You never know.
Yeah. I got coffee. You never know.
I got booch. I got water.
Nate, what you drinking? You drinking as Eve?
Since we are recording two podcasts in one week, I decided to switch things up a little bit this week.
Oh,
not Red Bull.
And Nah, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
yeah, I brought Zeev.
I thought your screen froze. That was really good.
Just brought the Zevia. We got the cherry cola Zevia. Zeros across the board.
Wow. I'm tired of
zero
this.
Sodium,
I'm tired of
zero
this.
Sugar, zero carbs. But the taste is a 100.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
So
nice.
Just wanna put that out there.
Kelly Clarkson.
Here we go. On the count of three. One. Two. Three.
Oh my gosh.
That was a good one.
That was pretty solid.
Yo, this one I can't twist open.
Weak.
Oh my gosh. Yo, I'm surprised it didn't blow up. That was like a bottle of champagne. Sorry. I'm good.
You're late.
What? That was nice.
All right.
Hey, Nate.
How was your tea?
This?
Yeah, how's your tea?
Oh, my kombucha?
No, your tea.
I'm not drinking tea.
I feel like you are.
No, if, this is live. This is live.
Can we? Can we go back to earlier when you said that you were fact drinking check. Tea?
I fact have tea check. In mug.
Oh, there we go.
That wasn't from this week.
That, hey, you know what? Sounds exactly like you.
It does, this is, but it's from a different week.
10 minutes earlier.
No.
This is you saying this.
I have tea and mug. I didn't say that. God, what a good
I mean, that's you.
It is me, but that wasn't from this week.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yep. It sounds like it's you from this week. Mm-mm. That's fine.
Hey, Nate.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask me a question?
You know what? I actually do.
Whoa. No.
I actually
save for the podcast.
Save for the podcast.
Can I ask you the question?
Yeah.
All right. What's cooler than being
cool? Ice cold.
Hey, Jordan Fringe, what caught your attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Well, let me tell you what. It's, relax.
What?
It's been a couple of days, and let me tell you, they sure dropped a bunch of stuff in just a couple of days.
Hey, Jordan, do you have time to tell us what's going on at the Pokemon Center?
Watch out!
I don't get it at all. No, I get it. That's a good one. But hold your horses. We'll check in on time in just a second. Because first,
interesting,
we got another one of those spinny pins. You know, the pin that you could spin to one side of it and it shows something else. It shows the other, you know, one of those. So it's Snorlax in front of an apple tree. And I checked through all the apples and none of them happened to be Applin. I thought there'd be a little Applin appearance there.
Maybe missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity.
Unfortunately.
But when you flip the trees down, which then turn into a bush, Pikachu's up in the tree behind
it. That's really
it.
Fun.
So, this is one of the ones that has leftovers. The least amount of Pokemon.
So it's also got
Pikachu.
It's got either just a regular apple core, you know, an apple that's been eaten, or that's a leftovers item. What we know for sure.
Yeah. No. $12.99 for that pin. Now, Jordan used to buy, I feel, all these pins, and you have since stopped.
I stopped at the last collection of pins before the spinny pins. The only ones that had that has like these spinny ones on it are the ones from the Pikachu Celebrations collection. That's the only one I ever got. All these other ones I haven't picked up. Aside from that, it is true. Pokemon has teamed up with Fossil. Now, if you don't know what Fossil is.
Fossil Pokemon have teamed
like
up with
the
something?
Like the Helix is it Dome Fossil or Helix Fossil?
You'd
Do you
think,
know which one?
Hold on. You'd think mm-hmm. that this collaboration with Fossil would be the perfect opportunity to highlight Fossil Pokemon. Something cool, some cool designs with
that. At least go to the Pewter Museum or something.
But they did not do that.
Oh.
However, they did still make some really cool products. I just think that there was a little bit of a missed opportunity with the name Fossil and making something with fossils. But regardless, you got to appeal to the majority and not the 10 people who'd be like, oh, I want a Omanyte Fossil. So,
dude, it would be like the Pokemon X Fossil collab. Like, that would be amazing.
Right. Mm.
So we got a bunch of different things here. We got a bunch of different wallets. We got a clutch pouch that's really cool. It's a black and yellow Pikachu clutch.
Dude, this is so funky. Like, how large is this? Do we know? Hold on.
It says coin pouch, so I'm assuming not too large. I'm assuming, like, no bigger than this. Like somewhere on this for visual.
So the coin pouch is $69.99.
Mm-hmm.
The wallets were $49.99.
One of the wallet that actually folds, the full folding one, is $99.99.
That's true.
What is this one called? There's like a clutch purse, I believe. Is that the terminology for it?
The wallet.
Yeah.
That one is like a women's style wallet, the long one.
Yeah, that's $169.99. There's a big bag. There's two different big bag, like purse bag items. One's $299, the other's $349.99. But the big thing with this collab, outside of things you can put your money in, because you're putting your money in something else, is the watches. There's a bunch of watches. There's essentially two tiers of watches. There is a little bit lower in quality in terms of like the band and the materials used to make them that are still really nice, though, that are $149.99 that have the starters on them, the original Kanto starters, Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle with matching band colors for their, you know, and faces as well for their respective colors. Aside from that, they're the upgraded ones, the bigger watches, are $299.99, and you can either get one that has the starters and Pikachu in the face with the colorations, one that has it where it's just the outlines without the colorations, or the one that is sold out that probably people were the most excited about is one that has Gengar's face as the face of the watch.
Right.
That one is
that
a...
That one looks amazing.
It is... So one of the things interesting to point out is, like, you can see the inside workings of the watch.
Yeah.
So that's really neat. I believe you can see it from both the front and the back of the watch, which is super interesting. There was a purchase limit of 2 on these, and they are numbered as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, packaged in individually numbered limited edition box for easy gifting or storage.
The placement of the fossil logo is kind of hilarious because it's like literally just right on Gengar's forehead. Like, just like...
Yeah.
Just tatted up.
It's interesting, like, why... So, obviously, you had the Kanto starters and then just the one Gengar. Like, no other Pokemon. Why Gengar? Because Halloween's coming up.
I mean, that's definitely one way to look at it. It could be that initially when this collab was working out, the one of the people's like, I want to do something with Gengar, and they got it approved, as long as they were still doing the starter stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just one of their more approved mascots, especially for the season, since Gengar has become literally the face of their Halloween.
Right. So, I love the box that it comes in. The box is literally like a Pokeball.
A square Pokeball. Or a rectangular Pokeball.
That's fun. Yeah.
You can switch out the bands, which is really, really
nice.
I
saw that.
As well.
With like a Gengar, like an actual like green, or what color is that? Purple?
Like a Gengar
thing. Like a purple camo kind of thing.
Yeah, you can get a,
I would love to own one of these watches. Absolutely love to own one. Love to put it on my wrist, show everybody I'm a Pokemon fan. The $299 is hard for me to wrap my mind around. I understand Fossil. I mean, Fossil's a well-known brand. You know, it's a high-end brand. It's just $299 is really hard for me to want to purchase that. And purchase one.
I bet for, like, watch people, like, if you're someone who, like, routinely is, like, wearing different... watches, like, that's probably not bad, right, in the big scheme of fancy watches. But yeah, for like the casual person, like we're not wearing watches on the day. I think Jordan has an Apple Watch, but like, I don't wear a watch regularly. Like, yeah, it's kind of tough.
I don't know, $299 is rough for me personally. That's just I'm just talking for me. So,
well, watch this. If you don't want a watch on your wrist, how about some sort of, I don't know, like a cuff bracelet? Because another collaboration happened this week, and it's with another familiar brand who's worked with Pokemon many times over the years to release a bunch of different types of jewelry, necklaces, bracelets, charm bracelets, rings, all that stuff. It is Rock Love. They are back once again with a small little drop. The coolest thing in the drop is a cuff bracelet that is literally Milotic.
Yeah, the Milotic looks so angry, too.
Yeah,
like this is a unique item right here.
Yeah, it's actually in the shape of the Pokemon, like, would be wrapping around. It's not like that Pokemon is on a bracelet. The bracelet is the Pokemon. Coming in two sizes, both $114.99 for either adult large or adult small.
I wish they had a photo of it on somebody's wrist, because I would love to see this, like, on a person. It's, like, all their photos are, like, the ones with, like, the white background and then just, like, on a table. Like, I would love to see how this looks on a wrist, because it's, like, I mean, you'd see part of it, and it would be, like, the tail and the face, or, like, just, like, the whatever the...
You almost want to know, like, if it's going to be super loose. Like, you know, you want to see it on somebody's wrist. Is it is it supposed to be super loose, or is it supposed to be tight?
Right.
Or is it, like, bendable enough in a way, like, if it's not the exact right size, like, can you actually, like, form it a little bit so it doesn't fall off? Or is it completely sturdy or whatever?
It definitely doesn't look like it has any, like, hinges in it anywhere.
No.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's just a solid bracelet.
But that's not all they released. We got two new necklaces coming in at $129.99. One is in a Mulga, and the other is a Shaman. And what's cool about the Shaman is there's some pink crystals up in there.
Ain't no shame in that, for sure.
Ain't
no shame in that. You know, if you know what, people also don't have shame in, especially with a lot more people working from home, is wearing their pajamas all day.
You know? I need some jammies.
No shame in wearing your jammies. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple new Halloween-related Sweet Temptations pajamas that you can get on the Pokemon Center. Another little piece of the Halloween drop. Usually there's always some sort of clothes and extras related, so there's a couple more pieces. Both are $59.99. One is more of a hoodie design. The other is labeled as a hooded one-piece. Is this one also a hooded one piece?
I think they're both like the same.
Yes, they're both one pieces.
So they're collaborating with One Piece?
Yes, Pokemon is collaborating with One Piece to make a two piece outfit. No, it's a full on one piece. That is the Pokemon Center. Now, did anyone make purchases?
That's
anyone
the question.
Buy things? Nate, Danny.
I already said that I did not buy the watches.
So you bought the bracelet.
I will say I did not buy the watches. But if we're making
any
guesses
wallets?
Here, I am going to say I'm making a guess. Jordan, I think you bought a wallet. I think you bought a wallet, yeah.
I think I go for the wallet over the watch?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you bought the Kanto First Partners $50 one or the $99 one. I feel like you bought one of those two.
Okay.
I would say that black one that's $99 if you bought one. But I think Jordan would go with the Gengar fossil watch over the wallet.
I mean, I think Jordan would go with the Gengar watch as well, but I feel like Jordan is on my side here, that maybe $300 was a little too much for the watch. I don't know. I could be wrong.
It's a pretty cool watch.
Hey, like I said, I would wear it all the time if I had
it's
one.
A pretty
but
cool
I just
watch.
$300 is a little rough for me.
It's a little, yeah, it's a little steep.
So you guys didn't get anything?
You can make a guess. Silence your phones on set. Yeah, go ahead and guess.
I'm going to say neither of you bought anything.
Okay. That's fine if you want to think that.
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Do you want to think that?
I will reveal that I did buy something.
You bought something?
Is it from this recent drop between the last 2 days, or is it from before the drop?
It is not from this.
All right, I know exactly what you bought. I'm going to say you bought two things. And I'm going to say...
You might be onto something.
I'm going to say that you got yourself a little Cyndaquil and Oshawott.
Oh, my gosh.
Life-size plushies.
I did. You are correct. I did buy the Cyndaquil and the Oshawott. Absolutely.
Danny?
We talked about those last podcast.
Yeah.
No so.
Did you All get right. anything?
Me?
Yeah.
Danny definitely didn't get anything.
No, I didn't, but I was really, really eyeing, and I mentioned this more than once, those wallets, the little small ones, but like they don't have like the thin ones. With the starters on it, but they don't have like a window for the ID, and I don't know why that's really bothering me. But I was eyeing those pretty hard. Did not purchase
anything.
Sense. Mm-hmm.
Nope. No purchase.
Not no a purchase. One. Not okay. a single one.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yep. Well.
Jordan?
Oh, me?
Jordan?
Yep. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's you. All What'd right. you get?
All right, let me grab this. This is what
Fringe.
I got.
You didn't get it already.
What do I have in my hands then?
Definitely not anything that just dropped.
A fossil watch.
You're right, because I did not buy anything, but I did get my Cyndaquil in.
Yeah! Dude, that's big.
This is a big boy.
Somebody say 19 and 3/4 inches? Wow.
I'm saying 20.
Whoa.
No flames.
And you didn't but go with the Oshawott.
Right here, can you hear that? It has
beans in the butt.
Yeah, so it can stand like that.
It's got butt beans. Wait, that's so cute. Beans. Oh, so it makes me really happy.
You know, from the back, it looks like a Piplup turned around.
It really does. Surprise, everybody.
I can see that.
Piplup. Cyndaquil.
I can see that.
It's got such a weird little nose.
You didn't buy anything?
From this drop? No.
No.
No. I didn't buy anything since we last talked, and I bought this.
Did you want to buy something? Were you on the fence of just like,
no,
I might do it?
I never got on the fence about it. I looked at the watches, and I'm like, yeah, they're really cool, but I don't have a need for them aside from being a collectible, and I didn't feel like spending $300 on a watch as a collectible.
Mm-hmm. So. That makes sense.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You not going with the Gengar pajamas?
No.
No Gengar jammies?
No jams.
$59.99.
It's not a bad deal.
To be yours.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay.
Oh.
All right. Well, you are.
That's fair.
That's your choice to be cold, then.
Yeah. Not comfortable. Not
it's
in your
okay.
jammies.
It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A little your fresh
choice.
Air.
That's fine.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it for the Pokemon Center this week. However, it's not the end of the podcast. No. We still have to discuss what's going on. In the world of Pokemon. Now remember, we're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news. Did you like that fun effect I had? I kind of like the little cup over my hands, like news, like that. It's kind of cool. Right?
You were
no,
talking?
That was good. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it was kind of cool, right?
Yeah, that was very cool.
Reverb effect on it.
Wow.
You know, not all of us have a soundboard, but I could like make my own sound effects too. So,
no, that's cool.
Kind of like jack of all trades kind of situation.
You did it all on your own.
Yep. So anyway, I got a lot of cool news this week.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going on with it?
Do we normally have a weather segment?
Guys,
want to talk about
Funko news, it is time.
Oh, God.
Funko news.
We're not starting the Funko.
Starting
on the top of the mountain there.
It's not a new
it's only up from here.
Figure, but it's the first time that Pokemon has put together some of their figures in a special 4-pack all-in-one box, and it's
the quadruple
Eevee.
Sampler platter.
It's Eevee with the evolutions, well, the Flareon, Vaporeon, Jolteon, all together
classics.
In a 4-pack.
Gotta catch them all.
Weezing.
Gotta catch them all.
Bellsprout.
Gotta catch them all.
Pharaoh. Okay.
Oh.
Right. So yeah, that's your Funko news. It's at Costco, apparently. I don't know if it's just a Costco exclusive, but that's where it is located. It's at
it's been
your local,
seen.
Yeah, it's at your local
it's
Costco. I think it's $30 somewhere.
Honestly,
right
it
for
makes sense for it to be.
Oh.
It makes
not
sense
bad
for it to be like a Costco exclusive because Costco is like all about the bundling and like you know
the bulk items.
The quantities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that would make sense for sure.
For sure. So
now, do you think as like someone who is just a hardcore Eeveelution fan, let's say they already have all these Eeveelution Funko Pops separate.
Uh-huh.
Do you think you buy the bundle as well? I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I will, in fact, be tracking down a bundle for myself.
Yeah, you get the fun pack. Yeah, little sampler pack.
Marie loves the Eeveelution, so I think that will be something that will be in our household for sure.
It's only right. You guys have a Costco membership? Good Funko news.
We don't.
I don't
know. No, I just walk in the door when they don't look.
But don't you have to, like, scan your card or something to even check out?
I just say yeah. I forgot it.
Oh. Stop.
No, that doesn't work like that. They'll probably, like, look up your name or something.
I really wish I would have remembered my Costco card this time. Shucks.
No, I just tell them, oh, this is my trial run, where I get to try out the store.
I was about to say, there has to be a trial period, right?
Yeah, you think you get, like, a trial, like, shopping experience before you, like, have to fully commit to it, but I'm not sure. Because I don't do those type of things. I'm a good boy.
Wow.
Except when I do those type of things.
I'm going to ask my aunt if she can give me her Costco account number so I can go in there. Do I need the physical card?
I don't know.
Don't think so. Yeah. I did buy a bulk store membership, but not to Costco.
You have Sam's Club?
I don't.
No. It's, what? It's Bradley Jeremy's.
I heard about that.
It's the new Bradley Jeremy's that got built.
Yeah.
We saw it almost being finished when we were there, Danny.
Yeah.
That's true. You know what? It's almost
Bradley Jeremy's.
It's not really called Bradley Jeremy's, if anybody wants to know.
Somebody's going to look it up and be like,
it's almost actually finished.
Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to open, I think, in a week or week and a half.
Nice.
They got the gas pumps up, everything. Like, it's good to go.
Is Bradley and Jeremy two separate people working together, or is it a guy with two first names?
It's three. Yeah. Three people.
It's three people sharing two names?
Two of them, yeah. Two of them named Jeremy, Brad, two of them named Bradley.
Brad, and? Lee, and Jeremy.
Oh.
Yeah, three people. So I know a lot of people think it's just two people because they say the name so fast, but it's actually three.
Yeah.
It was just a guy with a bunch of first names.
For anybody wondering, it's just called the letter B and the letter J.
Bradley Jeremy's.
Well, it stands for, it is actually two people's names. I just don't know.
It's like J.C. Penney's. What's the JC stand for? Just cost pennies?
It doesn't.
I was trying to look it up on Wikipedia, but I don't. Oh, wait.
I would love to see the origin of all the, like, what's Nordstrom from? Macy's is probably some lady named Macy. But that one's too
Nordstrom
obvious.
Is probably someone's last name.
Yeah. But, like, what if it's not? I think, like, Adidas, the person who started Adidas, it's either their first or their last name is Adi, which I thought was really fun.
Body Adi Adi?
Adi 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 Adi. Hey, speaking of that, did you know that a group of foxes? No, you didn't. This is an early animal fact this week. We're
Beverly Jean.
That's a nice name.
Beverly Jean?
Beverly Jean is not my wholesaler. Because I don't have it. All I have is a Sam's Club. And one
I really like that song. Wait, I was going to say a fact about foxes. We were talking about foxes earlier. Big fox fact this week. You ready? Group of foxes.
All right, go for it. I'm ready.
Do you know what a group of foxes is called?
What are they called, Danny?
Why are you yawning, bro? Are you good? You need a nap?
You need a nap.
Shut up. I do. I would love to take a nap after this.
Well, tell us the fact that we could take a nap.
Soon. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. A group of foxes is called a skulk. Or a leash. If you saw a group of foxes, would you be like, hey, there's a skulk outside. You're going to need to get out here and see this. There's a leash outside.
Because, you know, people could have easily gone around and said, oh, there's a group of ducks. There's a group of these, a group of those. But everyone, for like every animal, everyone has to like.
Yeah.
That's
like
a
murder of crows.
Right. Everyone had to come up with something to name. Like just say it's a bunch of or a group of. We didn't need to individually name all this stuff. I think it's a useless way of making the language even harder for no reason.
It's like the same amount of syllables too. Like you could say a group of foxes or you could say a skulk of foxes. Well, I guess you could just say a skulk, but then who knows that you're talking about foxes besides like fox connoisseurs who know that fun fact. You know, he's like, yes.
Yeah.
Skulk.
I love the person that's listening right now that is just like, will you please all just shut up and talk about Pokemon?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're a solid, like, 50
tell us,
minutes.
Tell us some Pokemon. tell us the news. What's happening? Tell us.
Because I know
news.
Someone's listening. It's just like, this is my first
real
time listening to the podcast.
News.
And they're
man,
just,
this
they're,
podcast really fell off.
They're over it. They're over it at this point.
Sorry.
Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah.
Pokemon Stadium, one of the classic Pokemon games of all time.
Danny's never
Pokemon
played
Pokemon Stadium
it.
1 and 2.
Shut
We're
up.
Talking here for the N64.
I have both of those from my childhood right now in my living room connected to my Nintendo 64. I don't like the slander, Jordan. I'll be playing.
You're breaking out really bad.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
and now
everybody
you're frozen.
Listening can hear it great, but yeah, if I went robot, I'm sorry. I'm saying I have both of those, and they're in my living room set up right now.
All right. Next to your Mario Paint.
Next to my Mario Paint.
Let's go.
I had been
predicting
this
Nintendo
as a thing.
Oh, you've been
for
predicting
a while,
this?
By the way. Yeah, in the last few like live directs that I had been like watching Nintendo or Pokemon Presents or directs or whatever, I had like predicted Stadium as a port. And then this one I didn't because I didn't watch it live. But,
so your one opportunity. For years you've been working on predicting this, and then the one
it's on Google
you just
Docs
sleep
for
in.
Sure. You Dude, just sleep it's at like, these are at like 6 a.m. my time. There's no shot. Most of the time. They're very, very early at the butt crack of dawn, okay. as they say. So I'm like, oh,
right,
it's
right.
early. So, what?
You need a new internet connection.
am I tripping? Am I lagging out? Hello?
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
To us, it sounds robot, but everybody on the podcast, it's going to sound normal. So,
yeah.
Right.
Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2 did get announced with the Nintendo Direct last week. So it's this week as we're recording the podcast, but last week
yes.
as you're listening to this mm-hmm. podcast. Yeah, yeah. So. Along with Mario Party 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we got here? Excitebike? Was that 1, 2?
I don't remember.
Excitebike?
1080 snowboarding.
Oh, okay, the snowboarding. I think the big thing, though, obviously they talked about some Legend of Zelda stuff, but I think one of the big things is that GoldenEye mm-hmm. 007,
007
making its way to online play.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was one of the big things. But Pokemon Stadium. No.
I can't
now, do you
to
remember?
Play the mini games again. Sorry.
You can
I know,
go
the
play
video
them
games.
Right now in
Dude,
your living
I can't
room.
Wait. I could, but it's more fun on the new because I could handheld and be like, beep, 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 you know.
Right. No, yeah. I think a lot of people are looking forward to the mini games for sure.
Yes.
Even Pokemon's social media's posted before this Nintendo Direct because they were doing the Clefairy like week. They posted the little Clefairy minigame on their social media.
Did they really? Did I miss that? Wait, the one with the whiteboard?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I missed that.
You missed a lot of things. I know.
Maybe I wasn't on the internet earlier this week. I don't know what happened.
Do you remember? What the date was, without looking it up, that Pokemon Stadium got released?
2001.
Pokemon Stadium 1.
1999.
Let's say the North America version.
Was it?
I feel like it was 2001, but the fact that you said 99 makes me think it wasn't.
Was it 2000? And then Stadium 2 was 2001?
So it was 2000. North America mm-hmm. version got released in 2000. Do you know the month?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say January.
July.
Close. Close. January is close. Actually, February.
I knew it was towards the front of the year. I thought it was super early.
February 29th.
Okay.
A fresh new millennium.
So,
fresh new game.
February 29th is when it came out in North America. In Japan, it came out April 30th of 1999.
Yeah.
So almost a year
mm-hmm.
right there. And then Pokemon Stadium 2. I'm gonna try to find it here. Pokemon Stadium 2. Now, out of the two, which one did people enjoy the most?
Here's a fun fact, though. The Pokemon Stadium 2 we got is Pokemon Stadium 3. Pokemon Stadium 2 was only in Japan, and then they got 3, which was the one that we got here is 2.
So we never got Pokemon Stadium
2. The
Japanese
original 2.
2.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird. That's suspicious.
Interesting.
I like have such fond memories playing Pokemon State. I mean, both of them, but like, okay, one, the Rattata game in Stadium 1. I believe that was the original Pokemon Stadium. and that one where you jumped over the hurdles, like a little track and field thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Chansey one where you had to catch the eggs from Pokemon Stadium 2. Oh my gosh. I have fond memories playing that with my neighbors and then with my cousins. We like took our Nintendo to California one time so we could play it with my cousins, and it was amazing.
I think people just played the mini games. I don't know if anybody played.
Dude, my brother the actual played battling. The regular. I thought it was so weird. He played through the regular thing with his friends sometimes, and I was like, "What are you doing? That's not the mini
games. That's not how you play the game. You got to play the mini games." Yeah. Can you imagine if they actually made a? I feel like we've talked about this on the podcast, but a Mario Party, but with Pokemon.
That would be amazing. I think we would all like lose our minds.
Right?
It's just so cool.
Also, I may have had it backwards. I'm not sure.
Or a Pokemon Mario Kart, a Pokemon Kart.
Just to give myself a correction, I'm not sure. It could either be the original Pokemon Stadium we never got, and then we got 2 as 1. So I'm not sure. It's either that.
They came out with 3, and we only got 2 of them, whatever it was.
Right, so it's either we got the original one, or we got 2, and that's our original one. I'm not 100% sure. I just know there was 3 in Japan in general.
Well, I have a copy of a Japanese one just for my collection that's got Ho-Oh and Lugia on it. You can kind of see it down there. I always thought that was kind of no. That was the Stadium 2 game though. That was the art on the Stadium 2.
Oh, so this was actually saying right here, in Western regions, it was titled Pokemon Stadium 2, as it was the second Stadium game to be released outside of Japan, in which it was the third game in the series.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm seeing a post here that, yeah, there was Pokemon in Japan, Pokemon Stadium, which had no U.S. release, Pokemon Stadium 2, which was called Pokemon Stadium for us, and then Pokemon Stadium Gold and Silver, which was called Pokemon Stadium 2 for us.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really fun. I did not know that.
There you go. Fun fact.
Huh.
Released in North America March 26, 2001, and in Japan December 14th of 2000. So about a year later, we got the second one in North America.
Huh.
Yep.
So, Danny, I would assume you're probably going to be doing some streaming with Pokemon Stadium.
Yes. So those ones, I don't think they have an official launch date yet, but I read it was like 2023. Three for those ones.
That wouldn't surprise me.
For the stadium games. So I'll be waiting for that. That's going to be so exciting. Especially if you can play online. Like, if you can play people online and do those mini games, like, with viewers and just with your friends.
Well, that's been cool thing about online in general for Nintendo Switch bringing these older games back, is that there is an online, like, component to them. It brings new life into these older games. Like, I remember I was traveling and Mario Golf came out, the N64 Mario Golf, and I was playing it online, which is just like a weird feeling to play an older game like that, feeling new online. So
I'm connected
for free
with education connection.
All right, so that's it for Pokemon Stadium.
Next. Yep.
No more. You can't discuss any more Pokemon
Stadium.
We're done.
We're not.
Nope.
Okay.
Stadium's closed for the day. Yep.
We don't mention it. Got it.
It's over.
Did you guys hear about Pokemon Stadium?
I mean, if you have to. Hey,
Pokemon Stadium.
Eternatus. What? You know about the Pokemon Eternatus?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Eternatus, Shiny Eternatus, is basically getting ready for battle.
Whoa.
At GameStop or EB Games. Actually, checking out this article right now on Pokemon.com. But starting on September 18th all the way to October 1st of 2022, you could walk into a GameStop and get yourself a little, like, a postcard that has the code on the back of it where you scratch off the code, and then you can claim it in Pokemon Sword and Shield. First time ever for Shiny Eternatus in the game. Right here.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, how else would you... Oh my gosh, it would take so long to get a Shiny Eternatus.
Right, and I think you have until December 31st of 2022 to claim the code. So.
Nice.
Heads up, if you're someone that likes to have a shiny Pokemon of every single Pokemon. Or yeah,
it's cool, too. It's red and scary, and it looks like it wants to hurt people. But it's level 100.
Like more pink.
Like pinky red. I think it's red. It's a level 100 timid nature with pressure ability. And then it's got Dynamax, Cannon, Eterna Beam, Sludge Bomb, and Flamethrower.
Flamethrower. It's
unpleasant to the max.
Mm-hmm. No purchase required. Now, remember that when you walk into GameStop, because if they try to get you to buy something in order to get this code, you point to this article right here and be like, hey, Pokemon is saying no purchase necessary. So don't think you have to buy something, because I've actually heard of that. I don't know if you guys have heard this before.
Really?
I've heard of GameStop's making people buy something in order to get the code. Or signing up for the like the pro membership or something.
That sucks.
They call it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like they're just their manager or something's like, hey, make sure people do something to get this.
Right. Right. I remember, I don't know if they're still doing this or not, but it definitely was earlier this year when it happened to me, but they wouldn't let me buy any Brilliant Stars packs unless I had a pro membership.
Oh, there was a weird era. I had something similar happen. I can't remember what it was. I think like you could only pre-order a certain amount or something if you were a pro member.
Yeah, the pre-orders as well.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Pre-orders as well. But yeah,
that was a tough time.
I remember they would not let me buy any Pokemon cards unless I had a pro membership. I already had one, but
but if you didn't.
right. But it's so weird because it's like you walk into one GameStop, that's the rule. And then you walk into another GameStop that's probably right down the road. And if you was to ask them about it, they'd be like, no, you don't need to do that. Yeah. So it's like it's a weird like store by store type of thing. So hopefully nobody has any trouble with it. But yes, free shiny Eternatus at GameStop or EB Games. Another thing that I kind of wanted to point out real fast, because this was up on PokeBeach.com, and you know how much we love PokeBeach. Fantastic website, so go show some support to PokeBeach. But they had posted this article about the new booster boxes in Japan. I don't know if you guys saw this, but
I saw the article. I've not looked into it yet.
Right, so it's a new style for the booster boxes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. In order to basically prevent and make them tamper-proof. So, you know, the old booster boxes, you open them up, you pull out the flap. This one, you actually have to, like, rip this cardboard off of the box and then open it up, and that would show you that the booster box has been opened before. There's no way to reseal it at that point.
Cool. Well,
that makes sense to do.
Yeah, it really does. This reminds me of, like, the style that's on, like, food products that's got, like, the little rippy strip, and then it's,
certain packages, you get the little pull tab and just rips it open,
Now, here's what I wanted to get on your guys' thoughts, but would you like to see something like this implemented with the booster boxes here in North America?
Yeah, can I just say something about North American booster boxes?
Go for it.
I very much dislike modern booster boxes, the way that they're flimsy, the way that, you know, how they're presented standing up in there. There's something about the old school way of a card pack. When you open the box, they're laying flat on each side. Like,
I do
to me,
like that style.
Like every other card game, I feel still does that. And to me, it's like so, like, it's just that's how it is to me. Like, I like that look, I like that aesthetic. And I just don't like the look of a modern booster box.
I wonder why they switched over to having them stand up as opposed to lay down.
Yeah, and they did it forever ago. Yeah, they did
it a while ago. Yeah, it was after
series. Yeah, it's nothing new. I'm just curious. I wonder why they switched it over.
I think like the box itself may be a bit cheaper to produce overall. But I don't know. There's just something about it I don't love. There's something about like the old boxes, like everything's flimsy, it's gonna easily get crushed or hurt or damaged, but like they felt more durable and they lasted longer and like they look nicer on display.
They're more structurally
these you
stable.
Can't like display a without any packs in it, display a Lost Origins booster box, you can't. If there's not packs in it, it just looks kind of awkward.
It does look weird. I have like an Evolutions one back here. I don't know if you can see that, but that it's literally an empty one. And it's when you're like looking at when you're looking at it up close, it does not look nearly as good as some of the Wizards ones.
Yeah, but there's just something about it. It's also like
It's not even like a full box. It's like a half of a box. Like it's just like
There's no sides. You can see all the packs inside of it, and I don't know. It's not that it's. Old way. I'm just nostalgic for that look. There's something. It's an aesthetic thing. This isn't like bashing or anything like that. I'm opening the cards at the end of the day. I just need the box is just holding the cards for me to get to them. But it's an aesthetic thing. There's something very nostalgic, and for all the card games I love, it's just. Always like it's always been that presentation. Like the Japanese boxes still do it. You know, you open the pack and they're flat on each side, and you could pull from either side of them rather than the pack standing up. I don't know why. I just like that look better.
Yeah, I
wonder if, and this is just trying to figure out some sort of reason behind it. Mm-hmm. I wonder if maybe it's more for a presentation thing for a card game shop to where. You can have that booster box presented on, let's say, the top of a counter, and someone can come up and easily pick which pack they want to buy out of that booster box. Whereas the old style, you had to like dig your hands in and all these packs.
I think that is part of the reason. I also think that having it standing up as opposed to laying down takes less shelf space so you can fit more product.
Yeah.
There's a lot more benefits to it standing up on that aspect of everything. So I can completely understand why. Like, I'm on board. I understand if it's cheaper to produce the packaging, if it's better for the consumer who is buying the individual packs. Love it. That's great. Completely an aesthetic thing for me. That's it. I'm not against it.
I mean, the art on it is clean, but like the actual proper design is just like the other style is better. But getting back to your original question, I don't think we have like a huge issue with resealed modern stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if Japan was having a big issue with that, and that's why they decided to put the tamper-proof thing. Have you guys like bought in resealed whole booster box? Like, if they're like $100 to $200. It's like not, I don't know if it's like as worth somebody like trying to reseal that as if like it's an old school one that's obviously been produced like 20 years ago that's worth a
lot feel
more.
Like it probably happens more than we realize. And it's just
maybe it's just not because we buy from actual seller. Like it's just like a little bit different. Yeah.
Like we kind of know like where we should go, you know, card game shops that we trust and stuff like that. So I feel like it does happen more than we realize, and it's just because we're not seeing it type of thing. I feel like especially back in, I will say, probably more so a couple years ago than now, just because a lot of stores have implemented you can't return Pokemon cards now. But I feel like before that rule was in place, I feel like collection boxes were really risky to buy prior to that rule.
Yeah.
Because those were easily, like, you easily.
Yeah, just put some glue back on the end of it. Yeah, just like, oh, that one was sealed. Yeah, so I did.
If anything, I feel like maybe you don't have to do it with booster boxes, but I feel like collection boxes should have that, like, little tab pull on it.
Yeah, but how would you. Yeah, I guess instead of just having, like, the open flaps where it's glued on the end.
Yeah. I think it definitely needs to be implemented on collection boxes for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's smart. Yeah, because I feel like booster boxes, it's not as big of a deal. I don't know, but yeah, maybe you're right. Like maybe there is a lot of it happening behind the scenes in like the second market that we're not exposed to because we'll like buy from card shops or whatever.
Yeah,
like places that aren't gonna have it resealed.
Why not just implement it on booster boxes? Why not just take that extra precautionary step instead of waiting for it to become a huge issue? You know,
if it's easy to do, right?
And I don't think it hurts the aesthetic of the box either, because like if you're not going to open it up, then it doesn't matter if there's a pull tab on it. You know what I mean? Like you're just not going to open it up; it's just going to stay right there intact. So,
right.
I don't know. Maybe something to think about for sure.
Yeah,
interesting. That's cool that they started. They put it on the art that was shown there on Poke Beach was like a Time Gazer or Space Juggler box.
Yeah.
Which came out, like, not super recently. Like, they clearly did a reprint of that to do that to it.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. So maybe, like, all of the sets from that point onward are going to have, like, a second wave of them that have that on it. Perhaps.
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 Only time will tell.
Whoa. Speaking of time that you'll tell, Fossil and Pokemon have come together.
Oh my gosh.
We'd like to talk to you about today's sponsor.
Fossil. Everybody show off their cool Fossil watches. Ah, yes.
Lest anybody think.
What?
We're not sponsored by Fossil.
No, we're not. We're
not sponsored by
but
Fossil.
But they could.
If you're
none
listening.
Of us have any of the Fossil watches. Fossil. So.
Hello. Send me a watch. Thank you.
Pokemon Center. Hey, we're ready to.
Call
anytime.
Me.
Anytime.
Call me. Beat me if you want to reach me.
And then last but not least here on our menu. Is the dessert. The dessert.
Cheesecake?
And that is...
When do we get ice cream?
Right now.
Oh.
What about cheesecake?
Right, oh, we could have cheesecake. Jordan wants cheesecake.
I want cheesecake.
Yeah,
want
it was
cheesecake?
Jordan's birthday right, a couple weeks ago, so Jordan gets cheesecake.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have any cake on your birthday.
I did not.
Yeah.
But I would love some cheesecake.
Okay, we're going to do cheesecake.
Would you like cheddar or like mozzarella?
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking
more
provolone.
Yeah, there we go.
Some pepper jack cheesecake.
With some, like, Gouda.
A whole cake made of pepper jack.
I want Goudra cheesecake.
Ooh.
Some Asuian Goudra cheesecake.
What?
That was all
that was,
Danny.
That was not a soundboard at all.
I didn't hear anything.
Not a soundboard.
It was the booch. The bubbly booch.
Sure it was. Sure it
was. I'm sorry.
The dessert is, so Lost Origin, now officially released, not yet ready for a tournament play. It is not legal for tournament play yet.
By the time this episode comes out, is it, though?
No.
Maybe? 2 days? A couple of days?
So. Hang on, wait.
A couple of days.
No, it won't be. It's still a few more days after, but.
Yep.
Anyways, Lost Origin, and we haven't really got to talk about... I mean, we talked about the set, but now that it's, like, out there, it's in stores, officially released, we've all opened up a decent amount of packs to know our thoughts on the set, pull rate type of stuff. When we talk about pull rates, it's obviously, it's, like, it's all kind of, like, subjective, you know what I mean? Like, you could get a bundle of really good packs, or you could get a bundle of really... not good packs, you know? You can't really be like, this is how it's going to be for everybody. But we can talk about our own experiences and how it's been for us. What is everybody's thoughts on it so far? One of the main things I will say, for me personally, is I noticed there's a lot less trainer gallery pulls that I've been getting.
Absolutely. That's definitely been noticeable, is the trainer gallery has been less frequent. And... Yeah. Some of the anything that's an ultra rare above a regular V Max or V Star has also been a bit more difficult to pull.
Hard to pull the big hits.
Like I'm talking about
like the alt arts. Where are the alt arts, dude? I've got like
luckily
one rainbow,
I pulled
two rainbows.
One, I have two rainbows and one alt art, and that's for what I've opened. It's like that seems very light. More specifically on, like, obviously alternate arts are way harder to pull, but, like, just in general, the amount of rainbows significantly cut down. The amount of full arts kind of are random. And if I am pulling them, I'm pulling certain ones more commonly in a weird way. Like, right off the bat, I'll pull multiple full art Glades or multiple full arts of one trainer character, and it's like, that's weird that these are, like, in the same box or something like that.
I think
that,
like,
you know?
the trainer gallery, like, makes it more likely for the, like, supporter full arts. I feel like you have a little bit better odds, but still.
With trainer gallery being so less frequent, like, when I'm opening some Lost Origin, I almost forget there's a trainer gallery because I'm just not seeing them. And then when I do hit one, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. There's a trainer gallery in the set.
Ah, yes. But I noticed, though, and I think I had mentioned this to y'all, like, last week or something. When I opened up loose packs from a ETB, I got way more trainer gallery, like, significantly more trainer gallery hits than out of the booster boxes. And I don't know if that was, like, a fluke, but, you know, it's just, like, weird that, like, statistically there was actually, like, a lot more.
Yeah, you would feel that the booster box you would probably get more. But like you said, it could have just been that booster box that you opened up.
I opened up like four or five, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, it's because, you know, doing breaks or whatever.
Yeah.
Not all for me, but yeah.
I have gotten one rainbow rare. I've gotten no alt arts at all. I've not pulled any. I've pulled the gold Pikachu from the trainer gallery, but I've not pulled like a gold card from the main
the set. Part of the yeah. Set.
And you know what's funny? I've pulled, I think, 4 gold cards from the main set. Oh, and really? One of them was a repeat. So I pulled my first gold was the dark patch, and I immediately pulled another gold dark patch, and I'm like, okay, weird. That's fun. Then I pulled that space vacuum. Dark patch. Yeah.
Now that you mentioned that, because I got that at Worlds.
I got that space vacuum, and then the one with the building on it. I forget what's the name of it, but the gold card that has like a structure on it.
I
have the gold for the other set for the trainer gallery. I got the Mew, the gold Mew.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you guys about those gold trainer galleries because I've pulled for my personal collection, 3 gold Mew V Maxes.
Oh wow!
And one Pikachu gold, but I haven't gotten a single. Haven't gotten a single. Gold from like the regular, aside from a video I filmed with a friend, like for his channel, I got one like Hisuian gold Zoroark.
There
he is.
There we go.
The Pikachu boy. I was like trying to figure out if those are like way more common or if like I just had weird luck with like I literally got 3 Mew VMAXs and I thought that was gonna be like a relatively tough chase.
I thought I was going for the perfect Pikachu box. Because I didn't have any of the Pikachus pulled yet, and through the course of opening the box, I started pulling going up to the next level of the character gallery, the trainer gallery. I pulled the one with Pikachu sleeping in the forest. I'm like, okay, sick, I needed that one. A couple packs later, I get the one with the first one with texture, and then I'm like, oh, okay, sick, both those Pikachus. Next pack, VMAX Pikachu, the big one, right? Yeah. And I'm like, this is awesome, I'm getting all the Pikachus. And then I end up not getting the gold Pikachu in that box. I was like, oh,
that would have been so sick.
It was almost the perfect Pikachu box, but
infinite Pikachu box. So I saw this post that it was a Neon Cactus had reposted it from I guess TCG Player, and it's a breakdown. I don't know where TCG Player is getting these from, but it's like a Lost Origin pull rates. Like infographic.
That's what I was saying. Like it's all kind of just subjective. You know what I mean? Like what you.
So this
end
says
up with.
They opened 8,000 Lost Origin packs, and
that's way too many to be opening.
That's
I don't even get 8,000 packs.
I don't think anybody should be opening 8,000 packs.
That's ridiculous. Maybe they like based it off of something. Like I don't know where you. Oh my gosh! If you had to, okay, how many booster boxes? How many cases is that? 8,000 packs.
I'll do the
Somebody
math.
Somebody do math.
Real quick.
36, 8,000 divided by 36, or maybe how many booster boxes it is. So this one said that majority
That's
of the alt
of
arts.
222.2 repeating.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Huh. I wonder how long that would take to open.
That's too much to open.
Yeah, somebody's documenting that. But this infographic had stated that the hardest cards to pull in the set, the one that was the hardest to pull, was the gear for them Giratina V Star Gold or Rainbow, and
which
that was
that
one out of every 2,000 packs. Yeah,
that
the
surprised
Giratina
me
V-Star
at first,
Rainbow.
But then I started thinking about it with how hard the rainbows have been hard to pull. I'm like, well, no wonder it's the hardest to pull. Ain't no one seen any rainbows from this set anywhere.
But it's so weird because like so Giratina Rainbow I've seen pulled a couple times in just like my local group at the card game shop.
Yeah.
So
I think we even saw somebody pull it at Worlds, like in
yeah.
Lee's
so
video
it's
or something.
like I said, it's kind of like all subjective type of thing. Like you know that it's hard for one person to pull, but like I've literally seen it pulled a couple times at a local card game shop. So
yeah, so out of this 8,000 pack, but that's like a large enough sample. But it's like
it
yeah,
is.
All
oh,
you
absolutely.
Need is a couple to skew those results for sure. But yeah, most of the alt arts were between like one the Aerodactyl 1 out of 665 packs, I guess, had that, and then the Berserker, which I guess was the rarest one from their lot, 1 out of every 1,000 packs.
Yeah, that one was surprising. So, I was like, oh,
yeah.
The Berserker is the hardest one to pull
for
so far.
For some reason. How is the Giratina not more rare? But, oh my
god. I'm going to open up this pack right now.
We're going
to
see what's inside of it. I will state that this this was a pack that the Pokemon Company gave
me.
Wait,
I want to open up a pack. Can I open up a pack?
Just make that.
Danny, don't derail. Stay focused.
This is a, no, this I was a free pack. Gift from the Pokemon Company.
You have a free gift?
Yeah. I left the code card in there. Boom, here
free
we go.
Free gift with purchase?
Surprise! Whoa. Thanks for watching on Patreon. That's a nice the video code. Version. One all lucky right. patron is going to get that one booster box code.
Woo! Let's see. Will there be something inside of this one pack right here?
Okay.
All right. We got Litleo.
Yeah.
It's lit.
I see a Litwick. Yo, it's Litwick lit. And Litleo? It is Snover. Lit.
Where's Litten at?
Rhyhorn. Hey, yo, we got the energy.
It's a lady.
Lady.
Lampet.
A Lampet.
Dude, it's super lit. Pack ooh. Super lit. Yo!
Radiant Gardevoir. There we nice. Go. There we go. Good. And...
an Electros.
I feel like I've seen an Electros so many times.
I love that Pokemon. It's so weird. It's just like an eel, but it's like way more menacing than I feel like an eel should
it
ever
goes
be.
From a little fish to an yeah. eel to an evil eel with hands.
Yeah, and like a big vacuum-looking mouth with teeth on it.
Yes, more leech-like.
Wait, are you going to open up a pack?
I want to open up one.
Yeah, go for it. Go
okay,
for
I'm
it.
Opening up a pack. I'm opening up a pack. Oh, wait, that's Astral Radiance.
Astral Radiance. Ugh, get that out. That was so yesterday.
Shut up. I got Lost Origin.
Astral Radiance all right. is a great set.
Let's see what
okay, this is from gets. One of my booster boxes, but I did have so many packs from Pokemon that we opened on the channel, so thank you, Pokemon, once again. Sorry. This one's going to have a big hit in it.
It's been a while since we've done a card opening on the podcast.
Yeah, what is
I know.
This?
Well, we did 2020? One at Worlds with Bear. You remember that?
That's true. We
dude,
did.
Bear got yeah. an awesome pull. That was from my set of packs, too, and I was like, oh, man, that's awesome. But I wish I had that card. I still haven't pulled that one, the Eternatus. We got a Blip Bug. Uh-huh. We got a Finian.
Uh-huh, and Ferb.
Oh, wait, you got something.
Dude,
oh,
wait, is that
you
a...
got something.
Oh, my gosh.
Slowly reveal. Slowly.
What is it?
This is in the trainer gallery, by the way. Okay. What is it? Oh! Oh, yeah!
Nice, you get the Crobat.
That's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the Silver and Crobat. Let's go. And a Kingdrawn.
You got a double
so I got
banger.
Holo. Double banger. The 2-for-1 special. Silver and Crobat. This was in... I didn't even realize that this one was in this set. This was in
I totally
Combat.
Forgot that one was in the set,
yeah,
too. That's a good
I
card.
I forgot. That's amazing. Oh,
oh
the
I
texture on it looks
I
awesome.
I can't let you outdo me.
Hey, no, this is... No, stop. Stop.
I gotta go in for can. Another one.
Stop
I, right
there. No, come on.
I can't end on a Radiant. I can't end on a Radiant.
This feels illegal. You got an awesome pull.
No, I did.
I got an awesome Merp pull. Why can't you just accept that I got a cool
I can't
card?
Lose. I can't
what?
Lose.
This wasn't a competition. We were just opening them for fun.
No. Now it's turned
doing?
Into a competition now.
It's not
it's
a competition.
It's turned into a competition. Here we go.
Yo, I
we got Phalanx.
Let's go.
Poliwag.
Shout out to the Growly
we got the
Gang.
Superstar.
Oh. Jordan has fallen
oh,
asleep, by the way.
Hello.
Jordan, where are your packs
wrong
at?
Number.
You want to open some?
All right.
Bing bong. We got.
Ooh. And. Porygon Z.
Greet it with the snot bubble and a Porygon Z.
Very
see, now
on
don't
brand
you feel silly?
Video today.
Now don't you feel silly? We got Crobat V. Character super rare. It's really no big deal.
What if I just like said one more? Just like
no,
one more.
Stop it. What are you no. doing?
One more. That's it. I'm redeeming myself right here. One more.
So we're turning
that's
our channel into like an ASMR podcast where it's just crinkly sounds from the packs.
All right.
How is it?
Here we go.
Crinkle. Here we oh go. My gosh. Oh my gosh. That sounds like a sheet of paper in E minor.
All right. Not in E minor. We're gonna try to win here.
Stop it.
We got.
Well, you,
we got
it's not winning. You have multiple packs.
No. It is.
Unreal.
I promise. And reverse holo Seadra with
nice. Dang, two regular rares in a row.
Rough times
rough.
Over here.
You
rough
hate
times.
To see it. You really do. Sounds
right.
like you should have just
that's
stopped
right.
at that awesome pull you
hey,
got
you
out of
know
the
what?
First pack.
You know what? Luckily, I try to collect one of every single card, so the reverse holos are going to come in use. Absolutely.
Have you gotten?
You know?
I've gotten. Wait, was that a Seadra?
That was a Seadra.
For
yes.
some reason, I've gotten the Seadra like 2 or 3 times because I'm also collecting the reverses for this.
Yeah.
There's like certain ones that I keep getting in repeat. It's very
I
odd.
I think maybe I have pulled the Seadra before.
Yeah. It's odd. Like there's like certain ones and I'm like, okay, why did I get the Wurmple 4 times?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird. That's suspicious.
Let's see here. Also, I just want to give this out right now.
What?
I have a code that I want to give out.
A code?
And not a TCG code.
So what kind of a code there?
You're not talking about the coveted shiny.
No, I'm not. Okay. Shiny Eternatus? No. Yeah. No. Well, you know, with
well,
Pokemon
too bad.
Unite,
guess we're not getting one.
Pokemon Unite celebrating the 1 year anniversary, I got a few codes from the Pokemon company. They were nice enough to give me some codes, and I wanted to share one of those codes. So whoever decided to listen, the first person to listen to all the way to the very end of the podcast, if you play Pokemon Unite or you don't play it, you can go download it for free. And then in the Nintendo store or on one of the app stores. But how about some coins? I believe this is 2,000 coins.
2,000?
This code right here.
Nice.
The EOS coins?
Coins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2,000
so
coins.
Here we go.
2,000.
And I'm gonna say it right now. We have
only
gonna say it one time.
Say it one time.
Here we go.
We're definitely not gonna interrupt you when you say it, for sure.
One. A.
Yep.
V. 8.
Okay.
J. 9-3. V. 6-0-H. There
That's
you go.
Long code.
And that
Very
will
good.
Un-
that was a lot.
And that will unlock some right there.
Very cool. 2,000 schmackos.
Yeah,
thank 2,000. You, Pokemon. That was nice of them.
Big thanks to
Pokemon
sending those codes over. So appreciate it very, very much. So hopefully someone will get some good use out of that, celebrating the 1 year of Pokemon Unite. Also, I believe the Mew just dropped in Pokemon Go. Pokemon Unite. Did I say Pokemon Go or did I say Pokemon Unite?
No,
you
said
you
Pokemon
said
Unite.
Oh, okay. In Pokemon Unite. The Mew just dropped in Pokemon Unite, too, by the way. So if you're a Mew fan, and there is Eevee going wild.
Marisome.
So. But that is it for the podcast today. She is excited.
It's a big day. Big day.
I know. Yeah, go say hi.
This is it for the podcast today.
You know, if you are listening on, let's say, I don't know.
iTunes.
Apple Podcasts.
Switch it up.
Spotify.
Yeah.
Anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us bop to the top.
Skilly bop bop bop.
All the way to the top of the rating charts. And we'll see you all next week right here on the Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.